This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome into the DraftKings Best Bets Podcast. I am your host, Billy Stats, Bama Billy, Basketball Billy, Round Ball Billy, Barnes Bashing Billy. It doesn't matter what you want to call me. All that matters is that you're tuning in to the DraftKings Best Bets Podcast, and I can't thank you enough. But I do want to apologize. I want to apologize to everyone that listened yesterday and everyone that took my advice on St. John's and UConn. I failed you guys. My head wasn't in the game. I shouldn't have been passing out picks like that. I was too worried about Jeremy Pruitt getting fired. I'm going to do better today. I can promise you that. And we're going to dive in. It's going to be heavy SEC. A lot of teams that I know a lot about, I feel. We got Tennessee at Florida. I'm going to cover that one. South Carolina at Missouri. Bama at LSU. You got Ole Miss at Mississippi State. Go to the Big East. You got Seton Hall at Nova. Nova's actually going to play again and travel into the ACC. Duke at Pitt. We might take a look at all those games. I don't know yet. But I promise my head is in the game today, and I'm going to do better. Before we get to the best bets of the day, I want to remind you that Conor McGregor is back in the Octagon this Saturday, so be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. Place your bets and watch the fists fly this weekend and use code FANRUN for new users to win $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. It's for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's get to the games. I know I said that there were a lot of games on the docket today, and there are, but as I was taking a closer look, I really just didn't like any of them, to be honest. I didn't like Missouri as a 6-point favorite over South Carolina. Now, do I think Missouri's the better team? Yeah, absolutely, I do. And I think that they're probably 6 points better than South Carolina, but South Carolina hasn't played enough games for me to be comfortable enough to say, hey, take Missouri -6. And then we know about Konzo teams, right? We know about how they kind of play down to their competition, and sometimes they throw out those duds. So I kind of stay away from that game, I think. Also looking at Ole Miss, Mississippi State, the Bulldogs are a 3-point favorite, and I'm not sure I love that line either. I think Ole Miss does have the firepower to win that game. They were up big on Florida, and I actually had money on Ole Miss to beat Florida. The Gators came storming back. Ole Miss loses the game. But I do think that those are two decent teams. If you're going to do anything, almost like adding 5 points to Ole Miss in a teaser, if you want to play a teaser, you got Duke as a 2.5-point favorite at Pitt. I don't love that game either, only because Duke hasn't played well this season. And I really don't think that they're that good of a team. I don't trust them with any points, to be honest. Villanova's back in action against Seton Hall. Nova is a 9.5-point favorite at home. They haven't played in so long. Like, I just don't know what to make out of those guys. I think they're good. I think they're overrated, though. I do think that if you want to slide them into a teaser, it'd be hard for me to say that they'll win by 15 points. I definitely think that they can win by 5 or 4.5. I definitely want to talk about Tennessee. Whether I love the 6.5 points or not, we have to talk about them. We have to talk about our Vols. And then there's another game that I think I'll put some money on. Tennessee 6.5-point favorite down in Gainesville. Over-under is set at 137 if you go to DraftKings Sportsbook. My first thought was 6.5 seems kind of high just because of the way Tennessee plays. And they're a good team. In fact, they're an elite team, top five team. But the offense does seem to go away sometimes. So 6.5 points on the road does seem like a lot, but Tennessee has played pretty well on the road this year, and I just don't think Florida's that good of a team. Florida has good guard play. Florida is sneaky. I don't think they're good. Tennessee is 8-3 against the spread this season, and then as for the over-under, four of the last six games, the under has hit. I did mention, though, like the offense goes away. That scares me. How can we fix that? I think it starts with Santiago Viscovi. If he can stay out of foul trouble, if he can limit his turnovers in the first, 4 minutes of the game, Barnes is going to let him play. When Viscovi's in the game, the offense looks so much better. You can't argue that. You can argue if he's the best player. You can argue if he's the best point guard. You can argue all those things if you want. You can't argue that the offense doesn't look better with Viscovi in the game. He just creates so much offense. He's looking a step ahead. He knows where to go with the ball. If they had hockey assist in basketball, Viscovi would be leading the nation. No kidding. He knows how to set up teammates that set up other teammates. He sees the floor so well. And he's your best three-point shooter. So I think it starts and ends with Viscovi. I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm not saying he's the most talented player. I think he's the most important player on Tennessee's basketball team. And so when he's out of the game, the offense is just stagnant. They go through this pinwheel motion, and no one looks for backdoor cuts. No one cuts hard. They just kind of run through the motion as they would in practice or before the game. It all starts with Viscovi. If he can get off to a good start and guys like him, Bailey, Springer, and James can hit their outside shots, I think Tennessee covers the 6.5 easy. But that's got to happen. Tennessee's 4-0 with four double-digit wins when they shoot over 38% from the three. So that's key. That's key for me. The other game that I like is Alabama +1 at LSU. I think both teams are really good. In fact, I think Alabama's a top 15 team. I think LSU is top 25, top 30 team. I think both teams are good. However, Alabama has been so impressive this year. They're 3-0 on the road with wins over in SEC play. They're 3-0 in SEC play on the road with wins over Kentucky, Auburn, and Tennessee. And who would have guessed that six games in conference play that Alabama would be 6-0? Now, that schedule doesn't look as impressive now as it did preseason, but 6-0. What's crazy is Nate Oates is – he's one of my favorite basketball coaches in college basketball. He just is. I like the guy. I think he says the right things. His offense is great. He really reminds me of Lane Kiffin. And Bama's offense ranks 22nd in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency. However, what's been incredible this season is Bama's defense ranks 16th in the nation. It's even better. And that's really why they've been so productive this year with wins, is because they can just throw up as many threes as they want. In fact, they threw up 36 against Arkansas. Now, they did shoot 41% from the three that game. However, they can just throw up as many shots as they want because they know they're going to get productive defensive stops every game. So I'm going to roll with the Tide until they let me down, +1. I'm going to probably throw Tennessee and Alabama in a teaser and get Tennessee down to -1.5. You get Bama at +6. And then if you want to sprinkle in some other games, I think Utah State is intriguing. They're a 7.5-point favorite. They're a really, really good team. They're playing Colorado State. As I mentioned earlier, you got Nova at -9.5. You take 5 points away from that, you get them at really good value. If you wanna play Ole Miss, Mississippi State, I think I like sprinkling the 5 points on Ole Miss, so you get that at +8. Now Mississippi State can win by 20. That stuff happens, but I like Ole Miss there. Michigan's coming off a bad loss. They're a 10-point favorite against Maryland at home. they could bounce back if you throw them in a teaser. That's only 5 points, so I kind of like that as well. But I think I'm just going to stick with Tennessee, Alabama for me. If there's other good, you know, boosted bets that come out along the way, I will tweet them out. As of right now, we don't have anything, but it is early in the morning, so things change. But just to recap, I like Tennessee to cover the spread because I do think that they're going to get a lot out of Muscogee tonight. I do think that they're going to play well. I like the under, if you're asking me. I think that both teams can play defense pretty well, and it's going to be a lower-scoring game. Alabama plus one. I think that they're the better team than LSU. LSU's good. LSU could win. I'm going to roll with the Tide until they prove me wrong. All right, so that's it. I hope we got some winners tonight. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast and allowing me to do it. And I want to give a special shout out to the 37 because without you, this wouldn't be possible. Later this week, we'll cover the Saturday college basketball games as well as Sunday NFL games. So this will probably come out on Friday. So be looking for that. Again, I thank you for listening. Love you. Catch you then.